I'm only running 30 minutes late, which is good for me right now, I think.
Yeah, it was good that you didn't cancel, so
Oh
it's
my
cool.
gosh. Well, let me tell you, Hallie, she needed me to recancel. Nope. She needed me to reschedule
Oh, that's good.
after we rescheduled. And so now we're texting it out. That's
Okay,
good.
good. That's good because I feel bad. She's probably emailed me 6 times. Hey, Katie, when were we going to schedule that interview? And every time I ask you, you're like, I don't know, I can't. So I was like, if she doesn't get on the phone with this girl, I'm going to be so mad. And then you're like, I don't recall an interview. I really thought you were joking. I was like, oh, God, you're so funny.
Here's the problem. Here it is.
Yep.
Time is going so quickly that in my mind, I'm like, okay, so that interview was in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but when you say this Thursday, I just think you mean this Thursday. So I'm like, oh, this Thursday, great. There's only one of those. Can't get this wrong.
Trying to. Oh, yeah, there's so many things to do. Hey, welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Struggle Well Project, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe here that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away. So at the top of the show, you heard my sister doing her very best to get me on a schedule and to show up when I say I'm going to show up. Bless her heart. She has had a real heck of a time trying to be my assistant because how do you assist like a dumpster fire? You know what I'm saying? What does that fire really need? Oh man, you guys, this job transition has been rocky, but I gotta tell you, I have had a perspective shift this week. I was not loving my job, and I very honestly think that God just gave me a different perspective, and now I'm super pumped about it. I did not see that coming. I was not planning to stay, and yeah, I think it's gonna be a great fit. I'm as surprised as. I mean, you didn't know, but yeah, I think it's gonna be a great fit. So anyway, if you want to hear more from the Struggling Sisters than you get once a month, join us over at patreon.com/strugglewellproject. Those ladies get 2 additional shows every month of me and my sister laughing so hard that you can't hear us laugh. Unfortunately, when we laugh really hard, it just goes away. It's just silent. So just know that if there's silence, it's because we are not currently breathing because we are laughing so hard. So, ladies, my lovely sister slash virtual assistant, who is having a heck of a time assisting me, has made for you a very beautiful printable, which you can get for free that will help you kind of write down your main ideas from the series that I'm doing on Well. Okay, so go to strugglewellproject.com/printable and you can download that free printable and you can use it for each of these podcasts in the series where we unpack what it means to struggle well. Okay, ladies, I want to tell you about a company that I love called Handy. Handy is the easiest and most convenient way to book home cleanings on a schedule that works for you. You use the app or the website to book home cleanings on your schedule. You can see the profiles of the cleaners using Handy. All the pros on Handy have had their backgrounds checked. You can learn more about that at handy.com. And all of Handy's services are backed by the Handy Happiness Guarantee. They've done over 3 million cleanings. What I love is that with Handy's upfront pricing, you know exactly what you're about to pay for. And you pay on the app, so you don't need to worry about having cash on hand or checks. Handy was kind enough to send a cleaner out to my house. She was lovely. So much so that she is coming again next week because I need all the help I can get. Things are a mess over here right now, friends. On their app, when you love a cleaner, you can add them to your pro team and use them for your future bookings. It's all very convenient and simple. So to get your first 3-hour cleaning for $39 when you sign up for a plan, visit handy.com/SWP and use promo code SWP during checkout. Recurring charge terms and conditions apply. Visit handy.com to learn more. So again, to get your first 3-hour cleaning for $39 when you sign up for a plan, visit handy.com/SWP and use promo code SWP during checkout. So this week is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to start a four-part series. It's going to be split up with other interviews and problem solves and struggling sisters in between. But I'm going to be doing a four-part series breaking down the word well, because there's four letters in well. And when I started all this shenanigans several years ago, I wanted like a flow chart or some kind of diagram to help us know, how are we moving from just struggling to struggling well? When am I just struggling? When can I tell that I'm actually struggling well? And I don't know if it's just the altitude or what, but I seem to get really good ideas on planes. I think it's because that's the only place that nobody's jacking with me long enough to like actually do some journaling. I don't like watch a movie or sleep on planes or anything. I just journal. And so, yeah, this last year, probably about 6 months ago, I've been praying about this for years. Like, Lord, give me some kind of tangible like checklist or something that we can hold on to as the struggle well community. And I hadn't gotten anything and I hadn't gotten anything. And then I'm on this plane trip and all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh. And I just feel like God gave me this great thing. And I'm really excited to share it with you. I've talked about it a little bit on Instagram, but I wanted to really hit these harder. And so in the next four times of just me talking, we're going to go through what struggling well looks like and how you can kind of take yourself step by step through this little process to go from struggling to struggling well. Okay. So the W of well is wait. I know it's not sexy. It's not shiny. And it's certainly not something that we are taught to do in our culture. So many times when we get a sensory input or a craving, we just do the thing without a second's thought. Someone's rude to you, you respond. You see a donut, it's in your mouth before you can even think about it. In fact, our culture is built around not waiting. Amazon has a 2-hour delivery service. I can't even imagine that. And I think honestly, sometimes we have come to believe that waiting and being uncomfortable at all just needs to be avoided at all costs. And it's to our detriment, honestly. We want our diets to work in 2 weeks. We wonder why they don't. We want to get rich quick. And I think that we are so accustomed to not waiting that we forget that waiting is an option. Did you know that when your child is rude to you, your adolescent child, not that I know anything about that, you don't have to respond right away? Did you know that when you drive by Krispy Kreme donuts, you don't have to go through the drive-thru? I just learned that myself. So anyway, that is why the first part of struggling well is to teach yourself that waiting is an option. In all kinds of ways. You can wait before responding to someone. You can wait before buying that adorable mug at Target that you don't need. And waiting, though, doesn't mean never. But you'll notice that your anxiety is probably going to start rising because we want to control things and we don't want a moment to pass by. Or at least that's how it is for me. And so what about carpe diem, seize the day? That's on t-shirts. People like to say it. Nobody puts wait on a t-shirt. Why? Because it's not that fun. But let's be honest. How well has that worked for our culture? We don't think about how we eat. We spend money that we don't have yet. Half of our marriages end in divorce. Maybe they should have waited. I know I should have waited with my first husband. That was not a good idea, and I did not wait long. Maybe they should have waited before they got married, but maybe they should have waited before they spoke to one another harshly. Waiting is hard. In fact, I have a master's degree in education, and in my education degree, I'm sure I learned a bunch of stuff, but the one thing that I remember the most, because it was the hardest to do, was wait time. You can always tell a new teacher because they'll ask a question, and if nobody says something right away, they'll go ahead and answer it because it's uncomfortable to wait. And so what they taught us in class was to start counting down backwards from 10 really slowly, just to be intentional about wait time. And I promise you hardly ever get to 1, but it feels really scary at first. Feels like you're going to be waiting for an eternity. My husband's favorite phrase is, "It doesn't have to happen today or tomorrow." He says it in an adorable Southern accent, but it doesn't have to happen today or tomorrow. It makes me crazy, but it really is wise, and it has kept us from making a lot of bad choices. So ladies, we have a new sponsor that is going to save you some time and some money. They are called Simple Health, and just like the name suggests, they're here to make your healthcare simple. They specialize in online birth control, and you're able to get your birth control prescribed to you online and delivered right to your door. This is where I don't really get to insert personal experience because I have never been pregnant. But I know that birth control is a really big deal and can be a really big pain to remember to get filled at the right time. So here's how it works. You know that form you fill out at the doctor's office about your medical history and everything? Well, Simple Health has the same type of thing, but it's online and it's more convenient. Doctors help build this product and they review every patient carefully to figure out if you are a good candidate. And they help you pick the right method for your needs. And best of all, Simple Health is affordable regardless of insurance. For those without insurance, it starts at just $15 a month. And delivery is free for everybody. So don't miss your chance to try this service for free. My listeners get a $20 prescription fee waived by going to simplehealth.com/SWP or enter code SWP at checkout. Again, my listeners will get the $20 prescription fee waived by going to simplehealth.com/SWP or enter coupon code SWP. Now, this service is not a replacement for regular evaluations by your primary care physician or your gynecologist. So I wanted to read you some verses that I love going to when I am in a season of waiting. And let's be honest, we're all waiting for something. I remember when I lived in China and we were dealing with infertility. And my husband and I were asked to speak at an underground Chinese Christian church about marriage. Most of the people at that church were single women and they were feeling a great amount of pressure to marry men who weren't Christians because there's not that many Christians in China. And so they had the cultural pressure to marry, but then they had the pressure from what they read in the Bible that they shouldn't marry men that are not Christians. And so we were going to go talk to them about waiting well and marriage. And I don't even know what they asked us to come speak. And we were so happy to do it. And we were dealing with infertility. And I, for some reason, really thought we had done it that month and we were gonna be pregnant. I really just felt it. I've never been pregnant, so I don't know what I thought I was feeling, but I'm pretty sure I was pregnant. So, of course, as God would work, He's so, so good to us. Right before we left to go speak at the church on marriage, I started my period, and I knew that I was not, in fact, pregnant, even though I really had my hopes up very high. And we had been dealing with infertility for years, and so it wasn't like every month was this difficult, but I really had my hopes up this month. And as I was sitting there in the bathroom, crying, just heartbroken, I have sensed the Lord telling me, this is how these women feel. This right here. They're waiting and they don't know if they should have hope and they don't know if they should believe in me and they are heartbroken. And in that moment, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like it. I didn't want to be there. But I knew that God had given me a gift and had given them a gift of kind of ripping open this wound I had of this heartbreak in the waiting, but knowing that I was serving a faithful God. Because at one point, I felt that way about marriage. I didn't know if it would ever happen, and I was really, really sad about it. So He told me and reminded me at that moment, and I want to remind you that we're always in a season of waiting, or we're about to be. So you are not in a situation that your other sisters around you are not in. We're all just waiting for different stuff. So anyway, these are verses that I love when I am waiting. James 5:7-8 says, "Be patient until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruits of the earth, being patient about it till it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts." I think that is helpful to me because nobody expects a tomato to grow in a couple minutes. We know that that takes time. And the things that we're waiting for, though, we don't think that those should take time. And when they do take time, we do not appreciate it. But we are to establish ourselves. That means just root down, ground ourselves. Find a firm foundation that is the Lord and plant yourself on it and wait. Our God is faithful. It will not be in vain. Another one I love is Romans 5:3-4. It says, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope." I remember when I started the show 3 years ago, that was the verse that I thought of every time. And while the word waiting isn't in there, we are asked to rejoice in suffering because suffering leads to endurance, which leads to character, which leads to hope. Don't none of that stuff happen quickly. It's a long game. It's a marathon. But in the end, it's character and it's hope. We will not be disappointed when we wait on the Lord. And finally, I love Psalm 130:5-6. It says, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. And in His word, I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning." Imagine being somebody whose job it is to just watch all night long. That would be terrible. I would hate that job. Just gotta watch. Just gotta stay awake. The whole time they must be thinking, what a waste of time. What am I doing with my life? I would probably be on my phone looking at job postings to just get any other job than an all-night watchman. But David says that is the way that I wait on the Lord. All night long, I put my hope in Him when I don't see any indication that I should keep hoping. When it is dark, when it is long, that is when my soul waits for the Lord. So congratulations if it is dark and long and boring and you hate it. You are doing it right. You're waiting. And while it's happening, it probably won't be fun, but it's producing in you a harvest of righteousness. It is growing in you something beautiful that only comes as a result of waiting. So hang in there, sister. So how will you struggle well this week based on this concept of the importance of waiting in struggling well? Maybe very practically, you count down starting from 10 in your mind before you respond to that most tricky family member who lives under your roof. Maybe you wait this week or this month and you don't spend money at Target on things that you don't actually need. And if you're not sure if it's a need or a want, ask your husband. He'll let you know you don't need it. Maybe this week you take a moment and wait before you mindlessly eat while you're watching TV. And have a think about if that's really what you want to do. It's hard. In my new job situation, I've had the opportunity to meet a whole lot of very different people than I would normally be hanging around. And I have enjoyed the practice of waiting before deciding what kind of person they are or whether or not I like them. I know that sounds super judgy and terrible, but we all do it. But I've been enjoying suspending that for a little bit and continuing to engage in a curious way instead of deciding what I think of them. And maybe you are really in a struggling place, but it would be good for you to wait before you decide how a hard relationship in your life is going to end. The story isn't over yet. God is a God of redemption stories. And so maybe He's calling you to be faithful, not in getting out, but in waiting. And again, if this is really, really hard for you, you're doing it right. All right, let me pray for us. Lord, waiting is super duper hard and we hate it. And I thank You that You're a God who doesn't mind hearing that. Thank You that You're a God who is so happy to hear from us. You love hearing our hearts. Lord, I think of Abraham and when he had to walk up the mountain with Isaac, knowing that he was going to sacrifice Isaac. That had to have been a really long walk up a mountain. We know how the story ends. We know that You provided a lamb, but he didn't know that. Must have felt like an eternity. And how Joseph was sold into slavery and it was ages before he saw what You were going to do. And what his brothers meant for evil that You meant for good. None of that came quick. Lord, thank You that You're never late. God, would You help impress that on our hearts when we are pretty sure that You are very behind schedule. Lord, I pray for my sisters who are in really tough spots. God, would You comfort them like only You can? Would You provide encouragement and endurance to run the race, to not give up? Would You help them know that what they're doing matters and You see it? God, thank You that You're faithful and You are at work in our waiting. In Jesus' name.